USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Capitol Hill lawmakers will make an effort to reopen the federal government on Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has set two bills for a vote. The first will be on President Trump's proposal that includes $5.7 billion for his border wall. It also temporarily extends some protections to some immigrants. If it fails, the Senate will vote on the second proposal. This one will reopen the federal government for 3 weeks while the border security issues are debated. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urges fellow senators to support the second measure.
Isn't there a way to get government services open first and then debate what we should do for border security? Well, now there's a way.
Both measures would require 60 votes to pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Big problems at Newark Airport in New Jersey. Flights were temporarily halted because of some drone activity that came very close to planes that were flying just north of the airport.
Yeah, it was pretty close. I'd say within, a quarter mile at most off our right.
The FAA is investigating the drone incident. A judge has struck down Iowa's restrictive fetal heartbeat abortion law. The law was supposed to have taken effect in July of last year, but a judge temporarily blocked it from becoming law until a lawsuit brought by Planned Parenthood could be resolved. The law would have forced a ban on nearly all abortions as soon as a heartbeat was detected. That would have made it the most restrictive piece of legislation regarding abortion in the United States. Critics of the bill say many women don't even know they're pregnant at the six-week mark. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A top Fox News anchor and his family survive a serious car crash. USA's Chris Barnes has more details.
Anchor and executive editor of Fox News Channel's special report, Brett Baer, says he and his family were involved in a Monday morning crash in Montana. Baer says in a statement released on Tuesday morning that he and his wife and their two sons were in the car headed to the airport after a weekend of skiing when they were involved in a major car crash. The 48-year-old says a passing motorist stopped and helped the family out of their flipped vehicle. He says first responders then got them to a hospital quickly, from which he says they left banged up but alive a few hours later. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Speaking before the UN-sponsored conference on disarmament in Geneva, U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood said a new Russian cruise missile system proves the Russians can't be trusted. John Clemens reports.
The harsh comments from U.S. Ambassador Wood sets the stage to make good on the threat by the Trump administration to withdraw from the treaty that was signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev back in 1987.
Unfortunately, the United States increasingly finds that Russia cannot be trusted to comply with its arms control obligations and that its coercive and malign actions around the globe have increased tensions.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.